Grandad and the Peavies were interested in starting Canadian grain companies. National was a Peavey subsidiary. National Grain Company was the Peavey subsidiary. And so my grandfather, in typical fashion, went to the Peavies and said, look, we ought to find out something about Canada, northwestern Canada, particularly Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. He said, let's go up there and explore it. And so they did. In fact, they went to the railway and hired a train, left from Winnipeg, and went from all across northwest Manitoba, across into northern Saskatchewan, up into northern Alberta. And they all, of course, had appropriate private cars on this train. And the instructions to the conductor were that they were to stop at every town on the way, no matter how long it took, stop at every town. And each member of the grain business on the train was assigned a job. One was to jump off the train, go and see the bank manager. The other was to go and see the senior hardware agent. The other was to see if there was any farm business there at all. And they, at the end of, when the whistle blew in 10 minutes, they all jumped back on the train. And the decision to build an elevator in that town was made on the trip between that town and the next town. And so they had, in typical fashion, my grandfather had, you know, learned all he could about where to build elevators and how to start the grain business. At the end of that trip, we had established a number of elevators that my grandfather built. And he hired members of his family, his sons-in-law particularly. My dad was too young at that stage of the game. My dad was still in the American Army. And this was just before the First World War. And that's how we got established in the grain business.